crosstalk with Norm and Mike.
Yes.
So Roy's been watching the British Open all morning. You enjoyed your first round major, Mike?
4:15, wake up.
You got up that early?
I really did. I didn't think I was going to, but I did.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
What's that, Norm?
Well, just, I was going to comment that Mare's a big Anglophile.
Okay.
She loves Britain. And I wondered if a lot of other people's wives are Anglophiles. So let me just, as a matter of fact, let me pop on the computer here. Wife craves BBC. See if she can find some news. Or,
all right. What are you guys doing today?
Oh, my God.
I've seen that play run about 800 times. So it's just, yeah, it's just another.
Only got
well, what do you do when you, if your wife's an Anglophile and wants news sources from over there? You got to Google something.
I think
right?
crave is the weird term there.
Wife craves BBC.
They're yearning for.
Are you telling me now that I have to go to Urban Dictionary and look up BBC?
Don't.
Okay.
Do
no,
not.
Do it. Do it.
I'm what are curious. You guys doing today, Mike?
Craig, turn off your mic.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Thank you for saving me a search.
I'm curious what how Urban Dictionary
I found that on her
this.
Internet browser history, that Google search. And yeah. So okay, she must be it. A huge Anglophile. Didn't even know about it.
Stop putting that on Mare.
Oh, no,
Norm's not even in here.
Norm did a specialty show last night.
He did.
Hold on, Norm. I got to get you your chair, don't I?
Yes.
Urban Dictionary uses it
I
in
get
a
Norm
sentence.
His chair every day.
Oh. The old use it in a sentence is uncomfortable on.
Okay.
Yes, is the word sure. crave used in the sentence?
Sure.
Not this one.
Okay.
They went with all she wanted.
Crave.
Yes. We did do a specialty show last night.
Yes. Clean this mess up.
Yeah.
How'd it go? How was the Planes, Canes, and Automobiles?
It went great.
Yeah?
Planes, Canes.
Yeah. That's a great name.
You have 4 hours?
Went 2 hours.
All right.
Talked all sorts of travel tips, including there was one specially, even you guys, I think, should know about. With the grounding of 737 MAX Boeing planes, Americans canceling 115 flights a day in the Southwest, 150.
A day?
A day.
Wow.
Burn.
Now, they've said that they're going to ground the planes through November, but everybody in the transportation industry seems to be saying, hey, it's going to go longer than that. Lads, what's going to happen to the price of tickets for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're going to go down.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to have a lot
now, George,
of
George, I think you heard the
two shows
bulk
a night.
Of the
story. Two shows a night on Friday, George.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're going to travel at that period, it might be wise to start hunting tickets now because you could be dealing with higher price and lower availability.
Yep. There's a travel tip right there.
Man, there's a freebie.
Start looking.
Maybe hear some more tomorrow at 8:40.
Somebody did send me a clip of the show in which you were talking, Norm, about there is an app called
Google.
You have a translate function on there, yeah. And what you do is you log on to app.
I didn't believe that.
But type in Google.
All right.
Have you ever used that app? I don't know how to use that. I don't
Google?
Have any idea. That's Mary. Have you ever used that?
What?
The translator, you mean?
The Google Translator.
Not Google Translate, but Google Translator.
Okay. Google Translate. Okay. Have you ever used it?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you go online, where you just do it text-based, but I think you were talking about something else, right? You were talking about it when it reads out the you talk into it.
You talk into
it. And then another voice comes out and says it in a different language.
Exactly right. You type it in a different language.
I've not done that.
The odd thing is, we used it with a guy working in a house the other day who
That's
didn't
offensive.
Speak English. And it was...
That mayor had there.
Fantastic. And he gives the response in his language, and it translates back for you. You
That's
can have a conversation.
Well, you know what? We're going to have a lot of time between now and Christmas to do a full segment on that.
Yeah, we're late.
But we got to go. You guys have a great show. That's Norm and Mike next. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on The Ticket.